Is it our fate to sit and wait for a 9-hour bus ride that's 3 hours late?
Started the day with the rising sun over the medieval church. It's down to breakfast with the birds singing on the perch. It's off to the bus station for a scenic trip to France. The second leg of our trip turned out to be no song and dance. 8:25 seems so early to board the bus. 3 hours later, we were throwing a fuss. We rebooked our ticket 2 or 3 times. No refunds, just a voucher and lots of cheap wine.
Is it our fate?
Is it our fate
to sit and wait?
Sit and wait
for a 9-hour bus ride that's 3 hours late.
When I asked the agent, he didn't know why the bus was late. He recommended that we just sit there and wait. Unless, of course, you decide to stay in Barcelona and spend the rest of your trip drinking cheap Corona. On the bus, the driver kept texting and swerving in his lane. He would not put down his phone, even in the pouring rain. Called the company to say this guy is out of his mind. They said we need to give him a break. His drivers were hard to find.
Is it our fate?
Is it our fate
to sit and wait?
Sit and wait
for a 9-hour bus ride that's 3 hours late.
How many rest breaks will this bus make? One bathroom stop was all we were allowed to take. The driver was yelling at the top of his lungs, using several languages rolling off the tip of his tongue. When asked how many more stops his comment would linger, his answer was gestured by just using his middle finger. His friends would call him on the phone, creating a distraction while talking with his hands.
He created more crazy action. Is it our fate?
Is it our fate
to sit and wait?
Sit and wait
for a 9-hour bus ride that's 3 hours late.
When we finally arrive in Lyon, France, being so relieved, we started to dance. We were happy to see the last of that senor. Our texting bus driver left us wishing for